You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Ahmad Ibrahimi, the CEO and founder of MerchantMaverick.com, a business and software review site that has helped over 1 million businesses make better decisions since 2009. With tax time looming, Ahmad will review some of the essential business owners, especially those starting out, that need to know about paying taxes and how to prepare for tax time. For the purpose of this interview, we will only be discussing federal taxes. State taxes vary state to state, so check your state's tax website or with your accountant. Mr. Ibrahimi, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Likewise. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And certainly is our pleasure. So for starters, Ahmad, when do small businesses have to pay taxes?
Sure. I mean, although most individuals, as you know, must pay taxes before a specific deadline set by the IRS, which is April 15th, most business owners have to pay estimated taxes and self-employment taxes on an ongoing basis. Now, estimated taxes are taxes that you pay quarterly throughout the year. They're based on what you think your year-end taxable income will be. Any business owner who expects to owe more than $1,000 in taxes for the year must pay estimated taxes on a quarterly basis. Now, the estimated taxes are deducted from your total liability when you file your tax return at the end of the year. And of course, you can incur penalties and interest if you fail to make the required estimated tax payments when they're due. So a quarterly basis, just remember that estimated taxes need to be paid on a quarterly basis, Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. If you pay them ahead of time, you won't get penalized.
Talk to us about self-employment taxes. What are self-employment taxes?
So self-employment taxes are essentially taxes that you're paying in to fund the two government programs of Social Security and Medicare. As an employee, your employer is generally who's covering or paying into Social Security and Medicare at least half of what you pay into it. But as a self-employed individual, you have to cover that portion yourself. And like I said, you're essentially paying in to fund Social Security and Medicare. And as long as your net earnings from self-employment are greater than $400, you can rest assured that you will be paying self-employment taxes.
Helpful information. Now, what is the small business tax rate? If you could elaborate on that.
Sure. So businesses pay different amounts in taxes based on their structure. So I wouldn't say that there's something specifically called a small business tax rate per se. But for example, the tax rate for a corporation in 2009 is going to be a flat 21%, which is aptly called the corporate tax rate. But for most other business entities, let's say like a sole proprietorship, an LLC, or an S corporation, your business income essentially passes through to your personal income tax. And whatever your personal income tax rate is for the year is what you'll be paying in business taxes. Now, the Small Business Administration ran a report a few years back and estimated that the average tax rate for these common business entity types, the ones that I mentioned earlier, they came up with an average for, let's say, a sole proprietorship, and they estimated that the average sole proprietor would pay about 13.3% in taxes. A small partnership would pay roughly 23.6% in taxes, and a small S corporation would pay roughly 26.9%. Now, remember, these are estimated numbers, and of course, these numbers will vary based on your exact scenario and with any tax rate changes that happen in the future. So to go back to your original question, there isn't a small business tax rate. There are different tax rates that are applied to different business entities. But the one tax rate that is, I guess you would say, for sure is the corporate tax rate, or is the closest to being named the business tax rate. And that would be a flat 21% for 2019.
And certainly appreciate all those details on behalf of our listening audience today. We're joined by Ahmad Ibrahimi, the CEO and founder of MerchantMaverick.com, a business and software review site that has helped over 1 million businesses make better decisions since 2009. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Ahmad, what about employees? Do you have to pay payroll taxes?
Well, yes. If you have employees, actually, you are responsible for paying a portion of their employment taxes on their wages. Now, employment taxes include federal income tax withholding, Social Security and Medicare that we covered earlier, and federal and state unemployment taxes. They add up to about 7.25% of an employee's gross payroll. Now, many business owners hire a payroll company or use payroll software to manage their payroll tax liabilities and file their tax forms on their behalf. Because employment taxes are usually complicated, and failure to file and pay timely can result in stiff penalties and, in rare cases, criminal prosecution. And, of course, we don't want that. The alternative to hiring employees and avoiding paying payroll taxes would be to hire independent contractors instead of W-2 employees. But there are legal requirements around hiring contractors. You can't hire a contractor in order to skirt payroll taxes. So you need to make sure you check with your accountant to ensure that you're hiring properly.
Ahmad, what other types of taxes are small business owners responsible for?
It really depends on the business structure and the type of the business. So let's say you sell goods. You will have to collect, report, and pay sales tax to your state. There is no federal sales tax, but on a state level, you would have to pay sales tax. If you own property as part of your business, you will have to pay property tax. Certain goods like gasoline, gambling, or liquor levy an excise tax. And excise taxes are often included in the price of the product. But again, it's wise to check with your accountant to see what taxes your business is liable for, because they definitely vary the type of business that you have.
Ahmad, can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today to deliver this timely information to the listening audience. In conclusion, how do small business owners actually prepare for taxes? That's a great place to conclude.
I think really the best way is to use some sort of accounting or payroll software program. These days, they're not that expensive. When I started my business, I kind of had to do everything by hand. In order to buy QuickBooks, I would have to shell out a large amount of money up front. But the prices have come down these days. You can pay on a monthly basis. And so finding payroll software and accounting software designed to track your account income, sales, payroll for your financial entity or business would be very helpful and would help to shorten that learning curve for you. And at our website, we provide in-depth reviews on some of the best accounting programs on the market. So head on over to our website if you want. Check out some of our reviews. We do the research ahead of time. So as the business owner, all you really have to do is just read through some reviews, find out which piece of software is best for your business, pick that one, and then get started.
Well, it certainly sounds like a no-brainer. Again, it is MerchantMaverick.com. Again, Mr. Ibrahimi, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Ahmad Ibrahimi, the CEO and founder of MerchantMaverick.com, a business and software review site that has helped over 1 million businesses make better decisions since 2009. And for further details and to take advantage of this business and software review site, visit MerchantMaverick.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.